This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about remembering to send God an invitation to your party. So that sounds a little quirky to do, but I have this thought as I was listening to a dear friend of mine express a little anxiety about putting her house on the market. And of course, when you're going through a process like that, you're investing a few dollars to just spruce things up for a good showing. You're assessing what other properties are selling for at the time, what the market overall is doing. And so it's normal to have some anxiety embarking upon that process. But what I think about is these are processes. God knows I've had them, whether it was selling a home, whether it was dealing with a teenage problem, whether it was dealing in my finances or my marriage. There is nothing better than to personally invite God into that situation. That's what I mean by inviting him into your party. Now, I will call it a party because when you invite him in, there will be a cause for a celebration. So in the case of my girlfriend, I'm already claiming that her house is going to sell at or above market and not below. So it can become a party because at the end, you know that no one did it for you but him. And so I would invite us, whether it's through prayer or if you journal, just take a few moments to write him a letter about that situation you might be grappling with. And so this is the scripture that I'd like us to cling to. My presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Exodus 33:14. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, invite him into your situation. I promise you'll have reason to celebrate.